have a question. We have a flash message, Bob. There's a question from Christine, and she is from Saskatchewan. And her question is, tell us about these Ten Commandments.
The ones from Moses.
Well, from Exodus 20. And yes, they say they were from Moses, and that's the storyline that goes with that. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the Ten Commandments, because her question is, the Torah, which the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses, have to deal with the law. Her question is that old school, and we don't have to be bothered with that anymore, or is it valid, or is it a law from man, or if it is from God, how can we apply it? If it's silly, how is it that most people still go by the golden rule and the Ten Commandments and that kind of stuff? And we say we wish you'd go by them specifically. Do you know what they are?
No.
Okay. Well, would you like to?
Okay.
If you're going to play with it, you got to get into a position. It reveals your identity. You have to come to that place of your identity. Exodus 20, this is probably starting about verse 1 or 2. I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. That's number one. And now, who is me?
Us.
You shall have no other gods before me. So, which me is me?
Mm-hmm.
I am. So now you read that. Or you say, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, bondage, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Well, if you say that, that means that you are the Lord your God. And don't let other gods come before you. So now, if you come to the place where you are God, we say go with that. That'll serve you well. Now, number two, you shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth, and you shall not bow to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Short version of that is take care of those you call your own and keep good company.
Well, no, it's about not having a graven image, isn't it?
What is a graven image, a carved image?
I have no idea.
Well, it's a statue, it's a picture, it's something you adore or make a god or make more powerful than yourself. Okay, and how that works is it distracts or takes the power off of the selfishness of you as a creator. It's more important that you create it, not to create than let it run you. Okay, and take care of those you call your own and keep good company. Because if you do that, all those images won't get in the way. People get a great big mansion and then they have to serve their mansion rather than let their mansion serve them. People get a great big government and they have to serve their government instead of their government serving them. See, it gets real interesting when you start melting it down, isn't it? Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Know your power. Don't sling it around. It's more powerful than you know. It'll create crap that you don't want. And then the Lord, you, will not hold you guiltless if you take your name in vain. Very interesting. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days ye shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord kill. That means you have the power to. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. That means you apparently have the power to. You shall not steal. Therefore, you must have the power to. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Because, see, as a God, when you start bearing false witness, you start eliminating your power. Number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. Love and appreciate what you have instead of always wanting what you can't have. I don't know what you're supposed to do with his male servant and his female servant, but apparently that's pretty important. Now, the point is, if the Ten Commandments, are they applicable today? The answer is yes. And the answer is you're not doing a very good job because you're not reading it the way it was written. If you took it the way it was written and you did that, it would be take on a whole new euphoric meaning. Because then you'd come into the place where you'd take Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. You'd take Leviticus 19, 18. And it makes them applicable to the condition, the circumstances of man. It's easy. And it's very significant because it brings you into the place where you can come into your power. A fun one in the part of the now thou shalt not kill. Any act of injustice that tend to shorten life, the spirit of hatred and revenge, or the indulgence of any passion that leads to injurious acts toward others or causes us to even wish them harm, or so whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. All you gotta do is fake it. You're a killer. A selfish neglect of caring for the needy or suffering. All self-indulgence and unnecessary deprivation of excess labor that tends to injure health. Working your fingers to the bone. All these are, to a greater or less degree, violations of the Sixth Commandment. Well, you don't understand, Don. I have to work for a living. And we go, congratulations, how's that working for you?
Now, this isn't really an ion principle, then, because it talks about needing to care for others, yes. which takes away their power.
Now, wait. Wait. We're talking about wishing them harm, and it's a selfish neglect of caring for the needy or suffering. Someone else can be needy, and if you neglect the care or caring or compassion in the lover who loves, we didn't say you had to go be needy and suffer with them. We didn't say that you laid it out. You should understand that they are. You could very easily turn around and say, well, there is no needy and there is no suffering. Anybody that says there is, we're going to kill you. Well, then you've undone your whole place of trying to eliminate need and care. Because, see, not everyone is ascended as you all are. Because you get it, and then you got it, and you don't have a problem with it. There are those who are limited by the dogma that's created in their reality. So they're less than because of. Well, that's needy, isn't it? So we don't like the word need or needy, but we're talking about the dynamic of you engaging in your process of becoming a capital M-A-N or God. And once you come into that place, then you would recognize that somebody might not be at the place you are, and that's okay. You see? So that's that dynamic. We were dealing with specifically with King James's version, which is a mess in and of itself, but we're okay with it. We're good. To the point of the Ten Commandments for Christy was that, yes, if you understood what the Ten Commandments meant, we'd say do it every day, all day, every day. And if you get yourself just right with becoming a selfish creator, which if you don't have a stockpile to give, you have nothing to give. You'll give out quick. But once you can come to that place from that revelation of knowing, we'd say the top 10, it gets you all the way there to ascension. Come into your power. Take it. Give it to yourself. Allow it. Then we'd be glib and say,
Okay.
That was fun. Thank you very much for your participation.
That's Christine asked that question.
Well, Christy, but Christine.
Does she have any follow-up questions?
How do we know we're God? And we say, look around at what you're creating. Ask and answer yourself. If I'm not the God of my reality that's creating everything in my world, then who is? Allow the recognition of your own power to be made manifest in your world. And with the help of your non-physical, which you already have, you don't have to wait for it to come. It's already there. Just like having a toaster and knowing how to plug it up and put toast in it, it'll make toast for you. You can command the toast. Well, you can command your non-physical, and it'll make toast for you the way you like it anytime you want it. It's great.
Does Christy got a follow-up to that?
Well, it was thanks, and I'll give it a shot. Well, no, actually, the words are, I'll give it the old college try.
Of what, being a deity?